This episode is crafted by RayPod, bringing over a decade of experience paired with a master-level education, supported by a roster of extremely satisfied clients.
Welcome to the Joya Podcast, where we uncover boundless joy in mastering life. I am RayPod, and we are on this empowering journey together. Let's dive in. There is no doubt that transitioning from employee to entrepreneur is a transformative process, which requires intense preparation and dedication. It can be an incredibly challenging journey, but if you commit yourself to this process, the rewards will have life-changing benefits, professionally and personally. I believe it's like the metamorphosis process that you should be in its own chrysalis for preparation of the transform from caterpillar to butterfly. It's a very challenging period, but it changed your life for better and more purposeful forever. It's important for first-time entrepreneurs to cultivate characteristics associated with entrepreneurial life and leaving behind an employee mentality while avoiding running two separate lives as one person. Training your mind is a key step. By familiarizing yourself with positive practices such as goal setting and mindfulness, that individual can create the right mindset necessary to practice entrepreneurship. Moreover, it's important to analyze your successes and failures critically in order to understand what works and what needs to be changed while managing multiple roles within your business. Maintain an active lifestyle that includes physical movements as well as learning activities to keep your mind sufficiently trained. With this tailored combination of practices, you can be ready to take on any entrepreneurial challenge that comes your way. Additionally, learning proper financial practices such as working with budgets and setting competitive prices will prove invaluable when launching your own business. With proper training and dedication, you can nimbly pivot to any market changes while easily monitoring the performance of your competitors. Starting a new business is an exciting venture and can be an intimidating prospect. To ensure a successful new enterprise, it's important to start by researching competitors and analyzing the demand in a marketplace. Establishing who your competitors are and what kind of services they offer with a price range, of course. Investing time in your research before launching your business is an important factor in ensuring a successful venture. If this is the first time that you're starting a new business, your mindset has to be converted from an employee to an entrepreneur. This conversion has its own nature and requires special preparation. So you need to deal with two essentials. One, how you can possibly be characterized as an entrepreneur. And second, how you can strategically plan for your business afterward. So based on my perspective, the first part would be a conversion process and can be considered as the preliminary essential which determines the quality of your further steps and also maintaining enough confidence for the entire process, which decisively affects the outcomes. In the other hand, aspiration comes with your new mindset, and you are already in your most valuable progress in your life. It automatically guides you to start getting enough information and knowledge about your new business. The information increases your knowledge, and enough knowledge is the key for planning and controlling the risks. So more control creates more confidence. It triggers an amazing ability of using your power of your mind and potentials to overcome any further challenges in your life. Let me bring you an example. Everything is scary and hard when you drive as a first time. You may imagine that almost impossible to drive in a freeway like other drivers. An accident would be the first possibility in your mind. Your mind involves with operating your car, traffic rules, and navigating direction. And also, at the same time, it's calculating the risks of accidents at all the time. After a couple of years, you can drive confident. An accident would be the last possibility in your mind because of your knowledge and skills. So let's finish our podcast with a brief conclusion. Right mindset gives you a better vision and motivates you to start gathering information and getting more knowledge about your new business. First of all, you have to be motivated to look for information and gain more knowledge about the path that you're facing to. If you do not convert your mindset to an entrepreneur, you're never going to start because you think is unachievable. Briefly, I want to explain achievability. When you said impossible, that's impossible. It's like you want to go to the moon tomorrow night. So that's definitely impossible. When you talking about unachievability, that means somehow your ability involves. So when you think is unachievable, that means is achievable for others, but not for you. So I'm telling you that everything is achievable if you really want it, if you really decide to achieve it. If you don't decide 100%, so definitely you are not going to even start. The mindset would be the most important part of your process. So when you think like an entrepreneur, then you have a motivation, you have enough motivation to search for information and gain knowledge. The perfect scenario would be the scenario that you are working for an organization in the same field and you want to start your business in the same industry. In this scenario, you add one more thing in your process which give you a lot of more confidence automatically, which is skills. When you are skilled in a related field in the same industry, so you have three kind of source of powers: information, knowledge, and also skill. So these three components going to create, going to establish, or going to gain more confidence for you when you're trying to start a new business. So after your mindset converted to an entrepreneur mindset, then the rest of them is going to be standard process and you're going to achieve your goals.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, take advantage of our inspiring client testimonials and personalized one-by-one coaching sessions, beginning with the complimentary initial consultation. Join me at joya.com, joyyah.com, and let's embark on this transformative journey together.